question to think about. Are there things in our lives that we would give up everything for? Family, friends, job, possessions, everything we have. Just leave it all behind and go seek this one thing. Maybe there's some dream job somewhere that if it was suddenly offered to you, you'd be willing to leave everything behind to go take it. Maybe if you won the lottery, you'd want to go waste away in Margaritaville somewhere for the rest of your life. Leave everything else behind. Whatever it might be, is there something that you would leave everything behind? And we might find that if we really thought about it, that if the dream situation dropped into our lap, we would jump at it. And a lot of times I think it's material things, it's material desires, it's personal wants. Now the question though is, let's turn that question a little bit more. Would we be willing to leave everything behind for the kingdom of God? If we had a vision, if we had what we call an interlocution where God speaks to us in the depths of our hearts, where we can actually sense it, and we knew for a fact that this was coming from God directly, and he said, I want you to leave everything behind and follow me. I want you to go out and do this. Whether it is join a monastery, go travel as a preacher, be a missionary somewhere. Would we do it? Again, we would look at something, some dream situation, and we would be willing to leave everything behind for that. But would we do it for the kingdom of God? I have a feeling most of us, if not all of us, would kind of go, let me think about that one, God. Let me think about that for a long while. We probably wouldn't. We probably would not be willing to leave everything behind. And yet we hear these parables of the treasure in the field and the pearl of great price. How this person in this parable, or in these parables, was willing to sell everything he has to buy that. Now we might look at the parable of the field and go, well, that was a good investment. Not just does he have the treasure that he dug up that he can then sell, he still has the land. And land, of course, it appreciates. A couple of years, he can sell it and have more money than he had before. Same thing with the pearl. Yes, he sold everything he had, but once he sells that pearl for more money, he's better off than he was before. Do we look at giving everything up for the kingdom of God as being a good investment? So obviously these parables have a much deeper layer to them than just investment advice from God. This isn't our Lord saying, you know, like the like you see sometimes in the talk shows, or, you know, the advertisements in talk shows or whatever, you know, you've got to buy gold. Gold will keep you from inflation. Gold will keep you from the apocalypse, you know, whatever. You know, as long as you invest in gold, you won't have to worry about nothing for the rest of your life. Yeah, sorry, hate to break it to you. That's not the case. But that's another story. This isn't investment advice from God, these parables. They're making us question, or they should make us question, am I willing to give everything up for the kingdom of heaven? Because it is the treasure in the field. It is the pearl of great price. It is that thing we should be willing to sacrifice everything for. And I feel that we, most of us, again, if not all of us, we're not willing to do it because we don't understand what we are gaining when we seek the kingdom of heaven, when we are willing to sell everything for the kingdom of God. We don't understand. Now, this understanding I'm talking about is not human comprehension. Human comprehension is up here. It's head knowledge. It's logic. It's reason. All of which are good things. We should be seeking to understand on a human level the kingdom of God. To understand what comprehension is, you know, a good mechanic comprehends how to fix a car. It doesn't matter what the car is. He understands and knows the principles that make that car do what it is doing or isn't doing that it should be doing and can fix it. But that comes from reason and practice and learning and just general experience. The understanding I'm talking about is far deeper than human comprehension. It is a gift from the Holy Spirit. We cannot truly understand the kingdom of God without the work of the Holy Spirit. And so if we want to seek that understanding of the kingdom of heaven, to truly understand these parables, we need to be like King Solomon in the first reading. We need to ask for that. King Solomon is told that he needs to ask for understanding that you may know what is right. We need to ask the Holy Spirit for true understanding of what is right. Because not everything that comes from the kingdom of heaven is what the world considers right, or what our human pride would say is right, or our sinful nature would say is right. Well, Solomon did ask that for that. Now, mind you, this first reading is happening when he was very young. He took over the kingdom of Israel at a relatively young age. But he had the gift from God, really, to ask for that understanding that comes from the Holy Spirit. And he became known as the wisest king. Other kings, other rulers would come to Solomon to hear his wisdom. Well, the wisdom Solomon had was from God. Now, Solomon, of course, like many of us, became enticed by the things of the world. Because he was so wise, he became extremely rich. Extremely wealthy. He started, of course, you know, this would be when kings would have multiple wives. And he started marrying from other nations that started bringing in false gods. And he became ensnared by the things of the world. And eventually, he got caught up in those pleasures. If you read through the book of Kings, he got caught up in that. And it is very easy for us as well that at some point we might ask for this understanding from the Holy Spirit. And we might even receive it. But then the things of the world creeping back into our lives, causing us to lose sight of that wisdom, of that gift of understanding. And so it's something we need to constantly be asking, constantly calling on the Holy Spirit to bring to us this understanding of the kingdom of heaven. Now, we might want to say, ask, well, why would I want that? Why would I want that understanding of the kingdom of heaven? After all, I've got a good life. And I hope most of us can say that. I hope most of us can look at our lives and say, we've got good lives. We've got everything we need. Quite a bit of what we want. We might not have everything we want. We never do. We've got good family, good friends, good community. We're living comfortably. Why would I want to give all that up for the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven? Well, it's interesting. The opening prayer talks about how without God, nothing has firm foundation. Nothing is holy. And I like that line, nothing has firm foundation. Because we look at the world and it's shifting sands. It's constantly moving. It's constantly changing. One minute we can have a comfortable life. In the next minute, something can happen. A tragedy or an illness or the winds of change can move against us. And suddenly this comfort we had is gone. But the kingdom of heaven is that firm foundation. And St. Paul tells us, we know that all things work for good for those who love God. If we seek the kingdom of heaven, we are seeking that firm foundation that shows us the true good that God wills for us, which is, of course, to join him in the kingdom of heaven. That's why we need to seek it, to seek what God wills for what is best for us. In our fallen nature, we don't always understand what is good and right and just for us. And if we need proof of that, just look at the world. Just look at the message coming out of our culture. Look at the pain and the suffering and the struggles that we see out there. And things that 20, 30 years ago were considered just and good and moral, rightfully so, today are seen as immoral. And likewise, things that were rightly considered immoral 20, 30, 40 years ago are considered moral, and that it is actually an injustice to speak against them. And I can go through a list, and I've gone through that list before. But there are so many things in our world that from one day to the next, it changes where it's fine to say this word, the next day it's wrong. It's fine to use these pronouns, the next day it's wrong. And so on and so on. You know, you see it around us. The world is a shifting sand. It is not a firm foundation. The kingdom of heaven is the firm foundation that we as Christians need, that the whole world needs. So through this gift of understanding from the Holy Spirit, we come to truly understand what is best for us, even if it's not what we want or desire or even think we need. Because we are seeking how God wants us to live, how he created us to live. So may we truly seek this gift of understanding, this gift of that treasure buried in the field, that gift of the pearl of great price. May we truly seek the kingdom of heaven and the firm foundation that comes from him.